State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us, to get us.
Hi, welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. I'm Pauline.
And I'm Mariano.
And together we're
Pauliano.
So, you know, things are changing. Everything is changing in the world. How, yeah. Like cell phones are changing all the time. They're getting smaller. They're touchscreen. You can.
Well, you know what's funny?
Watch.
They were really big, and then they got really small, and now they're getting bigger again.
Yeah, it's I love going back and forth. Yeah. And it's funny. I saw this thing on the internet one time that, you know, on the iPhone we have the icon for your phone to, like, use a dialer to call someone.
Oh, uh-huh.
The way that it looks, it there on the internet, it was like, one day, there's going to be a time when kids aren't going to know what, like, that symbol is. Because, like, phones don't look like that. They're just flat. Like, you know, they don't have a receiver.
I get what you're saying.
And
yeah, yeah.
An earpiece anymore. Like, they're always evolving.
They're going to be like, Mom, what is this?
Exactly.
Like, when somebody sees a TV that's not a flat screen, and they're like...
Exactly. It's like this huge box.
A VCR?
So, everything is changing. And, like, even... like the music players and things like that, they don't have like a CD as the icon anymore,
right?
Because nobody really uses that.
And that was just a little music note.
Right. Exactly. So things are always changing and growing and evolving, which, I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's only a good thing. But what I find interesting is the new way now to become famous or to get kind of notoriety.
Yeah, you can...
It seems like back then, you know, people were either... I feel like back in the day, people just had to be kind of genetically gifted.
Yeah. And it really was, like, I think also who you knew, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, you had to get, like, a step in. Like, it wasn't... if nobody...
Or just
if
be
you
privileged.
Didn't get discovered.
Right.
You know, like, if you weren't... So I think that's, like, where that draw, especially with, like, actors and singers, like... You have to go to LA, or like if you're a country singer, you have to get to Tennessee.
So you gotta go to Mississippi.
Like, you have to get there.
Yeah, you have to sip moonshine.
Right. But nowadays, like with the internet and social media, almost it seems like anybody can get famous.
It's, I don't know, because it seems like anybody can get famous, but how come everybody's not famous? So it's.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You have to have that right formula.
Exactly. So it seems interesting. Like the new way to get famous is interesting. It's not the same anymore.
It isn't the same.
Now the big people and like the big earners too are like the YouTube famous people.
Yes. You know, YouTube, people off YouTube make millions
money.
Of dollars.
Yeah, I know.
I think like the person, I forget who put this like out. I want to say it was off. I don't remember, but okay. I saw that YouTube earners, because like now there's actually companies that will sponsor and like sign
like
you
add,
to
yeah.
Like a job, like actually like employ you to be YouTube famous, like whether it's like makeup tutorials or
because it's content, it's constant like clicking
it,
you know, people are looking, it's
and it generates a lot of money and
exactly
it does become like a full-time job. Like I know people think being like internet famous is easy. Well, I mean, I don't know personally, but like that they like you have like it is a job. And so and like especially if you're sponsored by a company that wants you to generate content, say for instance on YouTube,
right,
there's a certain amount of videos and clicks and interactions that you have to that you have to draw in
like
order to stay employed,
like a baseline. Exactly.
Yeah,
you know what I notice is it must be hard to find things that people like that much amongst the other things that people like that much.
Oh yeah, like
I don't know, what's your formula? Like when I'm going through YouTube and I'll watch videos, a lot of what I watch is either like basketball clips or
well, sometimes I watch makeup tutorials and pretend.
Yeah, I don't do that. No, you know what I do watch though? One thing I want to do so bad. Three things I want to do in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. I want to get like shaved by a barber, like with a single razor type thing.
Oh no, yeah, you should. Oh, I know a guy in Sacramento that does it.
Oh,
it's my brother's.
Okay.
No, it's really nice.
Right?
It's a big difference.
I want to try that. And
yeah.
I want to have shoes shined by that little dude that like sits on the thing and does it like chick on your feet. That looks so cool. And I want to get fitted for a custom suit.
Yeah.
That must be an awesome feeling. With like a big cigar in my mouth. Just
right, yeah. Just living the dream.
Exactly. I say, my dear boy, these colors are quite thin.
Old chap.
Old chap.
That's my favorite.
It's fantastic, El Bean.
I love that movie.
That should be fun.
Yeah, it would. It is.
Right?
And
or just do it all together. Get my shoes shined while I'm getting custom tailored with
just
a cigar.
A day.
Exactly. And getting shaved at the same
time. Yeah. So it is interesting how people are getting famous. And it's kind of just being like original. I know that there's...
That's a big one. I like that you said that. Originality is hard.
Yeah.
It's hard these days.
But the world is so big. Like, okay, say for instance, like with beauty bloggers and girls who do, or even guys too, who do makeup tutorials or whatever online, there's so many out there, but the world, like, since everybody, it seems like, has access to the internet, you and your best friend can both have your own video channels as far as like makeup tutorials, whatever, and have two completely different audiences and still both be really famous.
That's true.
Even though you guys are doing the exact same thing.
That's true. But then there was that guy that did the Finding Dory one.
Oh, I know. Did you see him? I think he goes by Crispy.
Crispy.
Yeah.
His show is Crispy too.
And he did that Dory, Finding Dory tutorial.
It's good too.
It's amazing.
Yeah. If you guys haven't seen it, you need to check that out. It's a Finding Dory makeup tutorial and it's
he looks like Dory.
Yeah, he actually looks like a fish. It's
he
just
changes
his
yeah. entire face.
It's
to
really
look
good.
Like her. Yeah. And that's the other thing too is people invest
a lot of time
and money.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get at.
Yeah, with like his equipment and like his just his for his craft, like the tools that he needs.
And I know makeup's expensive.
Yeah, and it was really impressive.
Girls get so and like brushes and every like this stuff adds up.
It does. It really does.
And he had like, but you know, one thing that I thought, you know, when we talked about it, it's not easy. Like to do those things, it's not easy. Like this podcast, maybe 30 minutes, but you know, you have to sit and edit it. Like making videos can be a hassle, and a lot more goes into it than the 5 minutes that people
see.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like the finished product, but even just the time to like record it,
right,
and then editing and just. Even just coming up with content and things like that.
And setting up the lighting because it's a video. And like all those different things. And then going back because he made it like kind of fast forward. Like so it's, you know, that stuff takes time. And it came out really good, but it's well polished. You know,
and
that
I
took
think
a while.
That has a big deal to do with it too. Because nowadays, especially like with YouTube, people are really...
they're stepping up the production quality.
Yes. And so like if you're just starting out, which is fine, like anybody should start out if they want to, because you never know what could happen.
We know you can get super famous.
You can get, but it's like the quality of these videos are not just like, oh, I'm just sitting in my room and recording this off my laptop.
Right. Because some people
have full on studios in their house.
Seriously, and these people though, but that's the lifestyle. You know, these people want to make content, they put it out, and they do what has to be done.
And I mean, if you believe in it, then why not?
Exactly.
If that's what you want.
And it's not just YouTube, it's not just videos. Like the Instagram people, like I follow a lot of fitness people, you know, and their pictures always look like top quality. I wonder what they're paying for a photographer or if they're even paying for that. Like if you know, they have sponsors and.
Oh, yeah. And that's the other thing with getting like internet famous, because you can really build your brand.
Exactly.
On the internet.
But you're your own brand. So people want to associate you with their brand.
Exactly. And they want you to like endorse them. And so it's just wild to me how like. You can really, because if you say, for instance, like if you're an internet celebrity or internet personality, I don't know what they call themselves.
Like me.
Just like you. Then
Tay-Tay, what's up, by the way?
You can get a lot of things for free and get that help and sponsorship.
Yeah.
Just because they know that your reach is so massive that they want to pay you or give you things to like have you promote it.
Right. That's
on whatever it is that your platform is.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Did you know that I'm really famous in Korea?
I did not know that.
That's because I bought two wives on the internet.
Shut up, Mariano. Oh, my gosh. Moving along. So, anyways, so some people do get famous for their craft.
I got one half off.
On the internet. Shut up. Some people do get famous, like I said, for their craft. Other people get internet famous due to their bodies.
Yes.
And so...
But you know what? That can be your craft. Like, if they work hard... Like, there's this guy, Devin Physique, who I follow on Instagram.
True.
Amongst a lot of others, but, I mean, he puts time and effort into his body.
True.
You know, so...
I mean, if people just wanted to pay me just because, like, I was sitting here smiling all day, I would love that.
Who wouldn't?
No, I know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Why aren't you Oprah yet?
Like, I don't... I don't know what's taking me so long. It's fine. You know, I'm just waiting on my moment.
I was going to say, just waiting on your time. Just, yeah, it's coming.
Started from the bottom.
But now we're here.
Now I'm like, not the last I was gonna step, say. But I'm like step four.
Started from the bottom. I'm not all the way
here. I'm like a 55-step process. So I'm not at the bottom, but I'm working my way up. Like it's looking good for me.
The forecast is exactly positive.
So when we come back from this break, we will discuss other famous people that have been discovered through the internet that you may or may not have known.
Chewbacca mom, what up?
Chewbacca mom. Right. Also how social media is our new form of
news in general. Yeah, yeah,
just getting up to date.
It's just the quickest way to tune in.
Exactly. And then some famous people, well, semi-famous, famous by association. No, she's famous on her own. Aisha Curry, she's famous on her own.
Yeah.
Actually, she has a cooking channel now, and she started also doing her cooking channel on the internet. Oh. So that's another person. Wow. We need to get an internet channel, a YouTube channel.
We should.
Let's just watch us. #Pollyanna.
I know. #Pollyanna.
We should think about this. What would we do on there? I can't do makeup tutorials.
Or you guys could vote for me president, and then I'll just make it mandatory. Then we'll become famous by default.
We'll just vote for anybody for president nowadays. So we'll catch you later when we come back from this break.
We'll be right back.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And we're back. Thanks for holding on to those awesome advertisements, although you probably had fun because they're super cool. Now, I'm Mariano.
I'm Pauline.
And we're Pollyanna.
Pollyanna.
Okay. So let's just jump right into one of my favorite things to witness naked, and that is Kim Kardashian.
Wow.
I went there.
He did. He just dove right off there. Like, he didn't even give us a warning. Just dive in.
Kanye.
Whoa.
What up?
Hey, you better watch out. He might come for you. He's crazy.
He'll run into a stop sign on the way here.
He doesn't. Wow. Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
We apologize.
I don't apologize.
I want to babysit Kim, North. What up? Don't ruin my chances.
Oh, I forgot they had a baby. Never mind, guys.
They do have a baby. They have two babies.
Oh, sorry.
And Saint.
Oh, enjoy your family. Love you.
Well, I mean, if they want to give us tickets to the San Jose Kanye West concert, I would not be mad. I would go. I've seen Kanye.
You know what, Kanye? I forgive you.
Oh, he forgives
just
you.
Just give us some tickets and we'll call it even.
We'll call it even. Sorry that totally you married even. Your wife.
Exactly.
And I'm just so upset.
Right.
But clearly he doesn't mind sharing. I mean, well, not share. I don't know. I mean...
I was like, really?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's
actually,
just that,
yeah. Have you heard his last album?
I mean, to each his own.
Hey, Kim, what up? I'm just saying.
It's, like, wow.
Add me to the list or however it goes. You know, I'll sign in as a guest.
You try to get with somebody new every show.
Hey, this is a podcast. I'm taking advantage. I come a long way to do
this. I'm only on step four.
I'm somewhere like step five and a half. So
Okay. Goals.
Kim, Tay-Tay,
goals.
Hit me up.
Career goals? You're my career goals.
We can double date, whatever you want to.
Anything. He's down.
Pretty much.
He likes french fries.
I love french fries.
But so, yeah. So Kim, she is pretty famous due to like reality TV and social media has definitely upped her career.
So did Ray J.
And so we're going to bypass that. But because of social media and like reality TV and everything, it... Before,
one thing,
it might have been like a scandal,
yeah.
But now it's like...
Well, you know what I think? I think that she might have been amongst the first ones to make it from a scandal to a career. And
put everybody on. I mean, that's one thing about her.
I was going to say.
She puts her whole team on.
Well, like, not just that, but on it, like, it seems almost like the popular opinion now to hate on the Kardashians. But hey, they took whatever little fame she had and they made it into...
I mean, their mom is a genius. I've always said if Kris Jenner decides to teach, it can be like a workshop. I will pay any kind of money because like she literally turns every bad situation that happens to her into more money. Like anything that happens to her and her family, Kris makes it money. Like money. Like,
let's just get adopted. Forget Chewbacca mom. Let's,
I mean, she doesn't even have to adopt me. Like, she could just give me that wisdom. Yeah, like,
I'll take the adoption.
Because anything that happens bad to them, or like that people are like, oh gosh, this is tragic, how are they going to recover? They're like, we're fine, we're sitting on our bed of money. She's not like, a problem.
Yeah, it's really terrible. Let me just write this book that's $14,000 for a copy.
And they do other things. Like, I know, like, Coco has cocktails with Chloe. Mm. So, like, they turn one venture into more opportunities, which I think is really smart.
They're smart.
And you can't be mad. If people are going to pay for it, regardless of what everybody else says, they're always getting trash talked about them. But I mean, like, they're always...
I know. And hey, Kim looks good naked. Let's just be upfront.
I mean, she does. I mean, if you're paying, you better. If I'm paying somebody a lot of money to look like one way, I better look good. So...
Yeah. And Kim, don't even worry. You're not going to have to pay. I'll give you a discount.
Oh, my. Anyway, let me know. Other people that have also gotten famous off the internet. Kim, I think, is probably the most well-known.
Prominent, yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, she's one of the biggest celebrities, period, I think, right now.
I think so. I would give her that.
Most talked about, I would
think. And I think everybody knows her.
Yeah.
And so, which is pretty cool, because, I mean, like, hey, do your thing. But also Tori Kelly.
Yep.
She is a singer, and she started off on YouTube as well. And I think that's kind of the cool thing about YouTube is a lot of people do like covers, or like they write their own songs.
Yeah.
And you can get discovered. Justin Bieber.
The Biebs, I know.
So it can turn into anything. I guess it kind of, in a way, kind of started, I guess it's kind of like a segue of, well, not segue, I don't know what to call it. Kind of like a spinoff from like shows like American Idol, where if people like you enough, well, then you know, you can get big enough and you can get famous enough.
I want to say that in the later seasons of American Idol, like, you can go and audition, but they also find really famous YouTube singers. And
you can do video submissions. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And no, I mean, you can do video submissions, but they also look for like...
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. For, so like really, you can get spotted that way.
Like, if you have huge views, then they'll you know...
Because, like, and just like getting scouted for almost anything nowadays, you can do it off the internet.
I know.
Off social media. Like, singing, acting, modeling.
I saw this.
Pictures. Okay, well, you know, Instagram.
Here's a funny story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I might have said this. I don't know. Did I tell you about the wedding in October that's coming up?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you what I'm going to be doing?
Training.
For?
For the girlfriend. Oh, no, not the girlfriend.
For the super awesome
cousin. Yeah.
Yeah, but did I tell you what kind of training I was doing?
No.
Did I tell you that I was doing the bachelorette party?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Here it goes.
Oh, yeah. So I'm doing...
I was just full of surprises, like, every day. Yeah. Never a dull moment. Never a dull moment.
But you see, that's the point of... That's the spice of life. I want to squeeze it in, right?
Right.
So... I meant that figuratively, people. So, I'm kidding.
See what I'm saying? Never a dull moment.
No, but here's the thing. She told me about the cousin, and she was like, yeah, you should do the bachelorette party, because she knew that I did some dancing when I was in LA. And I was like, okay.
Mariano is and just so, in a, and he just, all these secrets.
So, it's not a secret. So, I was like, okay, fine. So, I've been watching, like, tutorials on different, like, dance moves and just kind of brushing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I see some of these guys are really good, and I'm like, man. And then... And then I saw these girls dancing, like, it looks like a giant hamster wheel. Have you seen this? Like, I don't know how else to describe it.
No.
It's like a big, think of like a girl being like 5'6". Now think of like a big, like 8 foot tall, just big round a metal, hamster like wheel? Hamster wheel looking thing. And she rolls around it like in a weird, elaborate ways. Like, it's hard to describe, but look
sounds
it up.
Odd.
No, it looks really cool. It does sound odd, but it's...
Well, if you guys want to look it up and let me know how it goes, hashtag Pollyanna.
Exactly.
Because I'm not going to look it up.
Right.
So you guys can tell me your opinion.
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, yeah, even in that, people can get famous off that.
Right.
You know, whatever your craft is.
Oh, or like the Pentatonics. Have you seen them?
No.
They're an a cappella singing group, and they're so good.
Yeah. See, and that's like really cool. I think that's like the fun of social media, is that the opportunities really are endless.
Right.
And if you are willing to put in the time and dedication, then why not? And especially if you have, and I think,
I think
America's Got Talent, like all that, it's kind of like the same premise, but you can almost even, I would even, you know, dare to say that you can get more famous being internet famous.
Yeah, I feel like you could, because I've never seen...
on like one of those talent
I've never seen
shows like that.
One of those talent show people get that famous.
Right. I know, so, they get like a show.
Yeah, maybe like
Vegas,
an album. But there's a different level of fame that comes from, you know...
I guess you get to... You're almost like able to like work for yourself.
Yeah.
You can pocket a lot of money.
Well, the thing is, again, that's kind of the mentality I take in my own businesses. You want to be... valuable, plain and simple. Mm-hmm. If you're the brand, if you're what people want, then you're valuable.
Right.
I've heard, you know, artists, like they'll do with this recording company, and then, you know, they have the rights to the songs, and then they sell them regardless of what the artist may want, or and right. those problems. But then there's those people that they're the valuable ones, mm-hmm. you know? So it doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter what you do. You hold value, period. And I love the idea of that.
Right.
So I love, too, that social media gives people kind of the outlet to be creative, because it's, in my opinion, everybody has something that they'd be world class at, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just that how many people before, like YouTube and all this, would really be brave enough to give it a shot?
True.
So now that these things are out there, now these people will really, you know, hey, let's build a giant hamster wheel and dance on it. And they're like, oh, okay. And they might be really good at it. And somebody might like it. It might be really cool. And you would never know if you didn't try.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Or think of Kimbo Slice. Rest in peace, Kimbo Slice.
I know.
He started on YouTube.
Yeah, he did.
And he went to the UFC. And yeah, he was on The Ultimate Fighter. Mm-hmm. You know, these people build, you know,
you can really empires. Turn it. Yeah. You can turn it into huge, like you said, empires. You really can, just through the internet, which is, I mean, I wish I had like a talent or something so I can videotape it. I don't know. So I can get internet famous. But I mean, to each his own.
Just tell your best friend to help you, Beyonce.
I know. She hasn't called me back in a couple of weeks. So you need not to, speaking to her.
You need to check her. No, she's not speaking to you if she hasn't called you back.
No, we're done, Beyonce. We're done.
I'm moving on.
So when we come back from this next break, we're going to discuss just how like current events and social media are now
intertwined.
Intertwined. And also some of the fun things because of social media that we get to see and experience with some of our favorite celebrities.
Exactly. So we will talk to you right after this.
We'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I missed you.
I missed you.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
People lie to me all the time. Ryan always told me he misses me, but he doesn't. He just does not. He's sitting in the room with me. How can you miss someone when you're with them?
Well, that's because it just sounds polite. Can you believe me?
Well, thanks for being a gentleman. I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
I almost brought out my accent. I missed you, my dears. Quite terrible being away for these advertisements.
Well, so we've been talking a lot this show about how social media has catapulted a lot of
people into stardom. It's insane. Yeah. And how?
Yeah, just regular people and, you know, making them into celebrities. But the other fun side about social media and celebrities is that we get to really see... We get a more personal, intimate look.
We get a much like...
The good, the bad,
It's
the funny.
It sounds harsh, but a way more like penetrating eye into their kind of personal lives. And to an extent, they do it to themselves. Like they post things and... There are some things that they post and people are really angry about. Mm-hmm. Like I remember... Do you remember Drake Bell from Drake and Josh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Drake and Josh.
When Bruce Jenner came out as Caitlyn Jenner,
mm-hmm.
Drake... posted on like Twitter and it was like, sorry, still calling you Bruce or something. And then people blew him up.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, keep it to yourself. Like,
There are some controversial things that like some celebrities will say and it's like, okay, maybe you shouldn't have posted that. And then they'll go and delete it. And then that becomes more talk.
Right.
It's like, why because did he deleted you delete it?
Exactly.
Or whatever. But then, I think I like that. We had talked about this before. Is that the cool thing, like, especially about things like Twitter, you can go back and forth, like, when people get into, like, Twitter arguments.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my God.
Twitter battles.
So, yes. Yeah. I mean, first of all, why would you argue with somebody that you've never met on the internet?
Because...
Like, first of all.
Because sometimes people have the craziest worldviews. Like, it's,
but like, who cares? Like, just keep it scrolling. You can laugh, or okay, you can be like, okay, like, fine. You should not ruin your day because somebody's just,
I agree,
stupid.
But in all honesty, if I have time, I'll just do it because I have
just
time.
For fun.
Yeah,
I just like to go back and like read everything. I'm like,
me too. Actually, I like that better too, to go back and read the arguments.
But I even love it when like,
I love when somebody breaks the tension with a funny meme.
Yeah. Oh yes, yes. Or like when celebrities just like argue with other celebrities, and it's like they just start airing out everybody's like laundry. I think it's so funny. Which, I mean, I think that you should not air people's laundry mm-hmm. on social media. If you really have a problem with somebody, and if you don't know that person, you shouldn't have a problem with them, because it's just like,
well, people take it too serious. That's the problem.
But then if you do know them, you should have enough respect for that person to call them or
punch
them
in the face like a gentleman.
Just, you know, something like, you shouldn't be like posting just random things on there.
But who are these? Like, we got some posts that people didn't like. Like when Aisha Curry.
Oh, yes. She was really upset about game six of this series that...
Cavs and Golden State.
Yeah.
And Steph Curry got thrown out. He got fouled out.
She did. And she... he did, excuse me. And she was really upset. She just basically went out and said that she believes that the NBA is rigged.
Yeah.
And see, things like that, like, that's a fair emotion for her to have. Like, she's upset. Not a problem. If she would have just said that to like her friends, they would have either agreed with her or like, you know, like,
exactly. But she put it up on social media where she must have a crazy amount of followers.
She does.
Almost as much as I do.
And so and so like then that becomes like a problem.
Right.
Well, people make it a big deal just because it's her, and now it's, but then at the same time, as somebody like, as Steph's wife, like, she's allowed to have feel.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, I've never thought of Steph Curry as like a big fouler anyway. I thought that was weird, but.
So, I mean.
But, I mean, if it happens, it happens. Because I know playoff games at the same time get rough. And my point, though, is she.
I think a lot of people think the NBA is rigged, though. I think a lot of
things, but a lot of people think everything is rigged.
I was going to say, you can think of a conspiracy theory for
about
everything.
Anything. Like, exactly. Everything. I don't really trust you.
And so, that's fine. So rude to me. I don't do anything to him. I'm so good to him.
Hey, I followed her on Facebook. We're even now. She did.
She oh. He did. He did.
Okay, Pollyanna.
But you know, family, not family. Like, oh, actually, that's what I was going to say. Family business should be like kept with family business.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, like, she and he could have like complained about it. And then, but now, because now we're like, we're talking about it, that adds more to fuel to the fire.
But my point in the whole thing was, she, if it's something that she gets a lot of backlash for that she wasn't ready for or wasn't expecting, should have just kept it to yourself.
Yeah. But then at the same time, I think girls get kind of like, because we're supposed to like always, especially when your husband or like your spouse is like famous, then you either become famous because they are famous also, or you may have your own career and things like that. But then for some reason, women who are married to like famous guys or whatever, they always have to like watch what they say and things, because then it's like paired up with what their husband is doing.
So oh,
like,
yeah, you're right.
You know, so like sometimes it's associated. They're always like associated. And so I think that's why this is such a big deal, because it's just like, oh, this is Steph's wife. But honestly,
well,
a lot of people are tweeting that the NBA is rigged after these last few games.
Yeah.
So it's fine. It's not really that big of a deal. It's just that it's because of who she is that it's a big deal. And it just adds, because like, honestly, like when I saw that she posted that, I was like, oh, she's mad.
I think that,
but like, it's not that big of a deal.
You know what I think is, social media kind of has, I think of it as like a wave effect. Like, if something happens and a lot of people feel the same way about it, they all ride each other. And like, you know, and they kind of backpack off of each other. And like, they'll agree with each other. And then the one person who disagrees, they all jump on that person. So it's like,
everybody just follows.
It's a snowballing type effect. Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're famous, if the media dubs something wrong or something great.
Right, and someone famous has a problem with it, then they're like, how dare you in particular.
Exactly, like you can't have a different opinion
at all. Social media to me has become, it's like a huge, I think of it like a big power shift all the time. Like, give us a topic and then people would jump on one side, then jump on the other side. And I just sit and watch the whole thing go back and forth. And when a famous person, for some reason, they have more pull, like people will if you feel the same way as a celebrity, you're like, oh, I'm more justified because this person feels this way.
I agree.
Right?
Which, in a way, can be used for good.
Yeah, for good, absolutely. It's
it
just,
can be.
It's just, it's interesting to see the debates, the battles, and what people decide to spend their time battling on, you know?
Oh, I know. Some people on social media have way too much time.
Some people are terrible. If you guys ever want to see the absolute worst of humanity, go to, like, the happiest YouTube video you've ever seen and just read the comments.
Oh, I know.
Seriously.
Comments on, like, videos or, like, pictures.
I've seen dislikes on, like, a baby laughing video.
Oh.
Seriously.
And I think, well, like, okay, like, for instance, like, when people post, like, pictures on Instagram and they start, like, a celebrity will post something on Instagram. And then people will just start, like, tearing into them. And I'm like, just, if you don't like something or you don't agree with something, just keep it scrolling. Like, you don't need to comment. You don't need to bring somebody else down. You don't need to, you know, come at somebody in such a negative way just because you don't agree. Like, just keep scrolling.
Right.
But
you know how people are, though. Like, it's just an interesting thing because, but I wonder, as a celebrity, do they even care? Do they even see that?
I honestly, mean, if I was a celebrity, I would like, care. Whatever.
There's so many comments. I feel like
I'm still cutting my check. Not a problem.
I mean, I feel like the majority is positive. So, you know, you're going to have
a few. I mean, hate it or love it.
Yeah.
You know?
You're going to have a few people who dislike it.
Exactly. Yeah. And social media, I mean, it can be used for good. One thing that I think is really amazing about social media is how up to date and current
things are
on, like, my timeline, especially on Twitter and things like that. And there's a lot of current events that happen that I think the way that the media has to portray them, certain instances, good or bad, they're not allowed. I mean, I think they're not given as much leeway now because people can post in real time.
Right.
Current events that are happening, they can record in real time.
I think the way that they keep it, like, on top, the news, is with the like, the witnesses and all these things that they go out of their way to do, like, interviews.
Right.
Because
but
social
then
media.
There's been times even where, like, so say for instance, like, a news anchor or, like, a reporter is out on the scene and is doing something, like, doing a reporting job and they're covering an event, but then because it may have been recorded, or even if it's live, you know, when we're watching it, it's a little bit delayed.
Right.
Which is totally fine. Not a problem. They're trying to stay as current as possible.
Right, right.
But through social media, it's, if you're faster on your timeline, and watching the news, you're like, okay, this is old. Like, this is a new development in the story.
It is crazy. The world is changing so much.
Because, like, even, like, with the newspaper, like,
it's, I thought that
old.
Just the other
you
day.
You have to go online, like, and even something that, that's why I think, like, especially online articles are always getting updated. Like, even if you read the same article today,
it'll be
and
adjusted
in a couple of hours. Yeah, it's always updated with new information. And so I love that.
I love it too.
Media.
It's the age of information for sure. And it's just interesting because people use it for the right reasons and the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, stay informed, stay on top of, not so much on top of current events, but stay on top of figuring out how to use social media for your advantage, because it is possible. Social media opens up a totally new world in terms of just self-advertising, but stay genuine, stay creative.
Yeah, stay creative.
Otherwise, you're just going to seem derivative.
And just stay focused.
Stay focused. That must be hard, too.
Because, and not letting, especially when you're coming up, like, okay, if you're a celebrity like Kimberly, or, well, Kim Kardashian, I don't
is that her name, like, Kimberly?
Yeah. Oh. If you're at her height of fame, she really could care less what anybody says about her.
Well, you say that, but we don't know that. It must be, you know,
right?
Maybe
well,
naysayers.
I would hope, you know, because it's like at the end of the day, she's making money for literally not doing anything.
Right.
As far, like, she doesn't have to do, like, she can go a full day laying in bed and she's still going to be making money that day.
Lucky.
And so I think it's people when, but I'm sure she still feels things, cause, like, she's still a person. She still has feelings and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're coming up, and you're on, you know, in the spotlight and you're trying hard. Like, if you are a young person on YouTube trying to come up, or even trying to, like, build your brand on social media and using, like, Instagram to promote your brand, not letting haters, like, stop you. Like, because what are the haters doing? They're just posting and they're just being annoying, but they're not doing anything.
Yeah, but they're the effect of it can be bad.
Yeah.
So stay focused.
Don't let it, keep your circle small.
Right.
Like, you know, have your confidant.
I call it tunnel vision. Just keep looking
just focused
forward.
And then, because if people stopped every time they were talked about, we wouldn't have a lot of the greats and famous exactly. people that we have, because people are going to talk about you. And if they're not talking about you, yeah, good or
like,
bad.
Think of like the NWA, you know, the, mm-hmm. all the stuff that they went through. But it's just, it's a different world, you know. So the message that we have for you guys today is stay focused, stay brave, stay creative. Don't let people bring you yeah. down.
Try new things. Try it. Why
exactly.
not?
Try it.
If you have an idea and if you have a talent or a hobby and you want to showcase it and you feel like you can, then do it.
Yeah, do
it. There's nothing stopping you. You have so... You can use Periscope. Periscope, is that what it's called?
Periscope. Periscope.
I never know what any of this stuff is called. But yeah, you can use that. Like, I mean, people are getting famous even off Snapchat. And that's yep. not even really like a thing. Like, it deletes itself.
But, you know, try it. You know, you just never know.
Yeah,
so
good luck.
We'll talk to you guys next time.
So listen to us. You can always listen to any of our episodes along with any of the other podcast shows on iTunes, mm-hmm. Google Play, SoundCloud, and also on gsmcpodcast.com.
That's right. We will talk to you
guys. Catch you later.
Catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.